Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. So happy to have you back. Before we get to today's book recommendation, I want to highlight one book that you should pick up and read if you're into romantic comedies. I recently read Not So Nice Guy by R.S. Gray. This is a fun friends to lovers laugh out loud romance. I read it in one day and loved it. If you like romantic comedy, you should also pick up R.S. Gray's other books. They're available on Kindle Unlimited, which is awesome. Now let's get today's book recommendations with Heather from Book Club Chat. Hi, Heather. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. So happy to have you here.
Hi. Thank you for having me here. Super excited.
Super excited to have you. So tell us who you are.
Okay. So my name's Heather Caliendo. I live in Phoenix with my husband. I'm actually not from here originally. I was born in California, and my dad's job with the government kind of took us all over. So I've lived in Massachusetts, Ohio, Texas, and Oklahoma. Mainly grew up in Oklahoma. I went to high school and college there. Mm. And then my husband and I moved to Denver for several years before Phoenix. So seeing a lot of the country.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Favorite city of all else? Do you have a favorite or?
I probably split between Denver and Phoenix, maybe just living their adulthood. I love Denver in the summer. I actually not really a winter sports person, and that's obviously really big there. And then I love Phoenix in the winter, but Phoenix is really hot in the summer. So if there was a way to do both, it would be perfect.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that would be amazing. So, so you're in the bookstagram community. So what has been your biggest takeaway?
Yeah, so I guess, so the biggest takeaway is it's really great to connect with like-minded people, with other book lovers. It's something that I feel personally, I have friends who read, but they don't read as often as I do. So it's really cool to be able just to talk books and also learn about new books too. That's been a big component as well. So yeah, it's definitely a really neat way to discover books and be able to talk with books. Or talk about books.
I know. I love it. For me, it's been go-to place for recommendations. It's been like, oh, I didn't know about this author, or I did not exist, or this book is coming out.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this book. So it's been fun.
No, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. What would you share with someone who's thinking of starting out in the community to want to join the community or starting out?
Yeah, so I would say definitely just jump right in. One key way is really interacting with people. Mm-hmm. As far as if you see a post they like or they're recommending a book, comment on it. And if you have questions, ask them questions. Or if you like the book, just say you like the book. It's a really easy way to get involved. But everyone's really friendly. It's not exclusive at all. It's very inclusive. And it's people from all over the world, all different ages and gender. It's really a great happy place where social media can be really kind of complex and sometimes not so great. It's definitely very positive from what I've seen so far.
Mm, yeah, I think for me, it's been a positive community. It's been so welcoming. So mm-hmm. It's kind of like awesome to connect with other bookish people and be like, and talk about books and, made good book friends, mm-hmm. actually, which has been kind of like neat about it.
Yeah. It's just an added benefit you don't really think about when you're on social media. Because when I just posted on my personal one, I don't do hashtags or anything. It's just photos here and there of travel. And so it's been cool to actually be able to meet all kinds of different people. It's like, oh, there is a different way you can use Instagram. So mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely really fun.
Awesome. So talk to us about Book Club Chat. What inspired you to get started?
Yeah, so I've always read a lot, and I was actually posting on my personal social media about it, and I wasn't really getting any engagement. And so that's when I did some research, and I didn't even know Bookstagram existed, honestly, till a couple months ago. And I was thinking that it would be cool to start a website for book recommendations and be able to do previews, reviews, and such. And I focused on book clubs because I was in a book club in Denver, and it was great because it was all kinds of different women, and it was a really it was a really fun experience for me, but there were some kind of areas that I thought we could have improved on. And one big thing was really choosing the books. That was kind of difficult, who was going to choose. And we kind of did different kind of tactics. And but in the end, I felt like we were kind of running up against the same books. And then also, we didn't have a set list of questions. And I think that could have helped us move forward as well. And that's why I focused on book clubs, because I was thinking, well, book clubs out there, maybe this could be a good way for them to read books that are really good to discuss. Because that was something, we read a couple that weren't really ones to discuss. You know, sometimes books are pretty cut and dry, especially when you get into memoirs and such. Those are a little harder to discuss. So yeah, so that's why I started it. And it's been really fun.
What have been some of your favorite books that you recommend for book clubs?
So lately, what I've been recommending, I try to recommend different genres.
Okay.
So if it's contemporary fiction, I've been recommending the latest from Emily Giffen. Mm-hmm. And let's see. So for historical fiction, I've recommended lately, even though this book didn't come out this year, The Alice Network by Kate mm-hmm. Quinn. That's another really good one to discuss. And then a third one I did for a thriller, I actually did The Perfect Mother. My friend is actually in a book club back in Oklahoma, and she asked me some recommendations, so I told her that one. I didn't think it was as twisty as maybe thrillers can be, but what I liked about it is that it was a lot of social commentary about being a mom, you know, in this day and age, and social media, and there was a little more in addition to a mystery as well in a thriller, that even though the thriller aspect might not be as twisty and crazy as some can be, there's other components, and they're all moms. So I figured it would be good. So if people come to me, I definitely try to make targeted recommendations. But other than that, really any book that I cover on the site, unless I flat out say it may not be exactly right for book clubs, I think really any of them are good ones to discuss.
Yeah, I have actually owned, I started reading The Alice Network, and I ended up picking something else, but I enjoyed mm-hmm. what I read, so I'm actually looking forward to finishing it. Mm-hmm. I own The Perfect Mother, because it was a book of the month a few months ago, so.
Okay,
It's good to know that it's actually a good book to read, that it could be good for mm-hmm. discussion, so.
Yeah, I think if you go in knowing that it's not maybe this huge thriller, if that makes sense. Cause I feel like sometimes we read these thrillers. I mean, I do this. I think it's just going to be really twisty, and I almost overthink it in a way where I don't trust anything going on. And then at the end, I'm like, oh, it really was just this. Not saying that book is exactly like that, but I think it's sometimes good to know, okay, there's some other components too. So I'm not expecting it to be too out there.
Yeah. Awesome. So let's talk about reading life. When do you read?
So I tend to read at night, after dinner and before bed. Mm-hmm. During the week. That's kind of my good time. On weekends, I can really spend an entire day reading if I have the time. But lately, I've been reading mainly during the week.
I love it. And what do you love most about reading?
So I definitely have always been a reader. I really think I was just born with a passion for books. My whole family is full of readers. And I just love being, part of it is I love being transported to different places and perspectives. And also, you know, books can make you think, you feel any, you know, wide range of emotions, from crying to laughing to maybe even being a little angry sometimes. I think that that's a good component. I really like reading about perspective that I haven't considered before, maybe, if that makes sense. That's something that also I really enjoy with it. So yeah.
I love it. And what would you like your reading life to look like different, if there's anything that you wish to be different?
Yeah, so I tend to do a lot of research on what books I'm going to read. And I think something that I could add is to be a little more spontaneous. And I really like the idea of going to a bookstore and maybe just picking up a book I've never heard of, or I don't know the author, and it just sounds interesting, because I do a ton of research. So I think being a little more spontaneous would be really good for me. They actually have this thing with some bookstores. I don't know if they have one locally, but I think it's called A Date with a Book, mm-hmm. and where they wrap the book, and then so you don't know what the book's going to be, but they give some hints, you know, such as female protagonist or solving a mystery. And I really want to do that, because I think that would be good for me to read something that I haven't prepared for.
Yeah, a couple of bookstores here in New York have them, and I'm always curious.
Okay.
So maybe I'll send you one. It's one of those things
nice.
it's kind of like interesting for me. I'm so scared because I want to know.
I know. I hear you. I feel like it fights against my instinct. I'm like, wait, what? But I think I should try it. It stretched my, you know, reading life a little bit. Yeah. Go outside the lines.
So you talk about you research for reads, but how do you choose your next read? Do you keep a TBR or are you a mood reader?
So I do keep a TBR, and I love using Goodreads for that. That's just been so helpful because, you know, like we mentioned with Bookstagram, there's a lot of great recommendations on there. And so I will either sometimes screenshot it or run by a computer, add it to Goodreads. And sometimes I'll go back and check and make sure it's something I do want to read. And I would say I am a mood reader, but I've been checking out so many books at the library lately. It's honestly based on the due date. So I've been reading a lot of books that are in a little same kind of genre lately. And so, but it's again, because of the due date. But if I can choose, I really like to read a woman's fiction, a thriller, and then maybe a historical fiction. I do like to break it up, but it's all about the library lately for me.
Yeah, for me too. It's been the library. It's been like getting the library. It's like when the holds are coming in. It's like, oh my gosh, I have enough kinds of books, which is awesome.
So. Mm-hmm, no, for sure.
So do you keep track of the books you read? And if so, how?
So I do make sure I keep my Goodreads up to date. I didn't use it for a while there. And I felt that I was forgetting which ones I had read or if I picked up and I didn't like. So definitely all through Goodreads. And so as soon as I'm done with it, I'll put that I've read it. And yeah, that to me is the best way to keep track. I don't do Excel spreadsheets. I've seen people say they do that. It's like, I don't touch Excel. Just go to Goodreads.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, it works. It connects to my Kindle. It automatically checks it in. I have a system for it, so I know it keeps track. That's how I know how many books I read. It feels good to know that. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So now let's talk about your reading life. What's your favorite genre?
So I tend to read a lot of contemporary fiction. It's just something I'm really drawn to, probably more specifically women's fiction. Mm-hmm. I love women authors and subjects, you know, around women. And then I really have liked in historical fiction. I've liked it. I guess I've always liked it, but I feel I've really embraced that genre much more this year. And I'm really happy I have because it's just been really, just a really great area to read and kind of learn as well. And also be introduced to different types of authors as well and different types of writing.
Yeah, I love it. So what are your top three favorite books of all time?
So this question's really hard. It's such a great question, but it's really hard. And so I thought about this for quite a bit, and I have some kind of random. I will say Great Gatsby, you know, by F. Scott Fitzgerald, because I felt that was a book I read in high school where I was reading a lot of young adult, and I felt that was maybe my first adult book I read and really was able to analyze. And I think that's what kind of got me drawn into analyzing books and having questions around books. So that one, and then Me Before You by Joy Moyers. I read that. I think I read that pretty much when it first came out, and that book just really got to me, and it's still my favorite. You know, I read everything that she writes, but that's still my favorite of hers. And this one's a little random, but it's actually the Stephen King book, and I don't read horror at all. And I know he's written some other not horror books, but I've kind of stayed away from his, because I just didn't think that was really my area. But the 11/22/63 about the Kennedy assassination, I don't know. I just read that, and it was such a huge book, but I was just so obsessed, and I had to know how it was going to end. And it's just something that's always stuck with me, even though, again, he's not really one of my favorite authors. It's kind of a weird that he's one of my favorite books, but he's not one of my favorite authors. But yeah, so those are, I think, the three that I kind of always go back to.
I love it. Did you read How to Walk Away from Catherine Summer?
Yes, I did. Okay. Yes.
It reminded me of Me Before You. That's why. So.
Yes. Oh, that one really, oh gosh, that one really got to me too. Yeah. There's been so many good books this year. Thinking about all the books that have come out. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. So just if you like this, then you should try this.
yeah, exactly.
Before you go to authors, which authors are in your autobuy?
So definitely Joy Moyers and Emily Giffen. I also really like Taylor Jenkins Reid as well, and Paula McLean. So really anything that they'll write, I just automatically will guarantee to read.
Yeah, I love Taylor Jenkins Reid. So I read most of her books and I love them. They're great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Favorite books that you've read in 2018 so far?
So yeah, there's been a lot of really great books. I guess we could say that every year, but I've been really excited by lots of books this year. So again, Love and Ruin was one that I just really adore that book. You Me Everything by Catherine Isaac. Mm-hmm. That's another one that that kind of gets to you, you know, kind of in the line of Me Before You and How to Walk Away. It just kind of really hits you in all the feels. Limelight by Amy Propel, I believe is how you pronounce her last name. That was a really fun book. And yeah, I really enjoyed that. Cirque by Madeline Miller. It was really kind of a good, I guess, going back to Greek mythology. I read that a lot in college and then I haven't read it since then. So it's kind of cool to go back and read that, and especially from a different perspective. I also really like Less by Andrew Sean Greer. That book actually really made me literally laugh out loud. And I'll be honest, I don't really laugh at books that often. I can kind of chuckle, but actually laughing, that one really, yeah, was a good one too. So those are some of the main ones. But yeah, there's so many more I feel like could go on and on about this year in books.
Yeah, this year was a good year in books, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So what's been your most anticipated new release for 2018 or 2019 that you're looking forward to reading?
So I think 2018, I would say, I guess for the rest of 2018 is the Nine Perfect Strangers from the Big Little Lies. Writer Lane Moratti. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correct. So I'm really excited for that. That's another author I really, really enjoy. 2019, so Taylor Jenkins Reid has another one. The, the title just escaped me, but she does have a new one coming out, I think in March.
Okay. Yeah, it comes out in March. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that one I'm really, really excited for too.
Yeah, I read it last month. It was really good. Mm-hmm. It was a departure. Like, it's not Seven Husbands of Emily Hugo. It's historical fiction, but it's different, uh-huh. Different format. It's an interesting format.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
okay,
really
great. Awesome.
So, what's one book that everyone loves but you cannot stand?
So I would say Girl on the Train, but I read that a couple years back. I don't know if I wasn't in the mood for it or what, but I just didn't really enjoy it. It just wasn't really for me. And the other one I will say is 50 Shades of Grey. I just didn't think I knew I didn't want to read it. And I have a friend and she has really good taste in books. And she kept telling me that it's different than what I would expect, and this and that there's a good love story with it. So she handed me all the three copies of it. So I felt obligated that I should read it, but I just couldn't do it. So that one wasn't for me either. But I do think it helped people get it back into reading, because I know a lot of people who normally don't read were talking about that book online and on Facebook and wherever else on social media. So hopefully it got them to read other books too. But yeah, those weren't Girl on the Train, 50 Shades of Grey, they weren't for me.
Yeah, I didn't like 50 Shades of Grey. I found that the writer needed an editor. That was the main thing. I was like, you need someone to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what kind of got to me. You know, I was reading it and yeah, exactly. Same boat.
So what's your favorite adaptation from book to film, theater, TV, or what book do you wish to be adapted?
Yeah, so I will have to say Jurassic Park. I don't know if that's just, you know, an obvious one, but I actually think it's really the rare case where the book and movie are complementary to each other. Mm. Just as far as that, the movie, I think the movie's better too. I think that's kind of another different case, but they really work well together, and the movies are still taking content from the original book. So I don't know. I think that's kind of a cool case, and I did really like the adaptation to Crazy Rich Asians. I love the book and I thought the movie was so great. And I think one that they should adapt, and I don't know if it's in the works or not, but going again to the Alice Network by Kate Quinn. I would love to see that in either TV or that probably would make actually a really good TV series, maybe over a movie, but hopefully they do something with that. I think that would be really great.
That would be great. That would be awesome. So what is your go-to book recommendation? And you mentioned...
So again, the Me Before You, that's one. Really any book by Emily Giffen, I think all her books are so great. And again, her new one is actually a lot different than what she normally writes, which sounds like it might be that way with Taylor Jenkins Reid too. So I like when they take risk. You know, they're also talented, so it always pays off. And then you mentioned Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. That's one too that I recommend. One I've been recommending this year also is The Banker's Wife by Christina Alger. Have you read that one yet?
Yes, I did. It was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that one I was super into, and yeah, I thought it was kind of crazy. Those are definitely some of the ones I do. I kind of always go into what kind of genre are you looking for, because that makes a difference as well. Because some people really only want thriller, so you know, if I say Seven Husbands, it might may not be for them. But it definitely a lot depends on preference. But those are some of the main ones. And I don't know if I said Crazy Rich Asians, but I've been saying that for a while too. That one's kind of a fun one to read.
Yeah, it is a fun book to read. What are you currently reading?
So I just finished The Seven and a Half Husbands, The Seven and a Half Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle. I have the book with me. Oh, Seven and a Half Deaths of Evelyn, yeah, Hardcastle. This one was crazy. Have you read it yet?
No, I have not. Actually, I didn't read the arc. I actually own it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Is it good?
It's really good. It's definitely different. And I feel like it's one of those you might not want to read too much going in because it takes all kinds of twists and turns. So I just finished that. So I have a library stack that I still need to get through. So I was thinking of maybe going to From the Corner of the Oval, that memoir.
So good. That book is so good.
I've been on the waiting list forever for the library for that. So I think I might go with that because I've been reading a lot of really heavy books lately. I did Where the Crawdads Sing, which is fantastic. A Place for Us, which is really great as well. And The Air You Breathe. And all those books are so good. But I felt it's kind of how I mentioned I've been reading books a little bit in the same genre. I just feel I need to maybe switch it up a bit. I think it might be good for me. Maybe not to have a heavy book. Now, The Seven and a Half Deaths is just crazy. So I don't even know how to put that one. A crazy mystery. So I think From the Corner of the Oval is going to be my next one.
Yeah, From the Corner of the Oval, the best way to describe it, Sex in the City meets Washington, D.C., meets Obama.
Okay.
So
that sounds good. I'm excited.
My girlfriend talking to you about her hijinks of being a stenographer for the Obama administration. It's really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I'm excited.
So tell us where you can find you online.
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Book Club Chat. I'm also on Twitter at H Caliendo, and then also my website, bookclubchat.com, and there's also a contact on there if anyone has any questions about books or book club questions or any of that, any fun bookish questions.
I love it. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was super fun.
Thank you, Heather, for your great book recommendations. For a detailed list of books mentioned in this podcast, please visit whatyournextblog.com/71. If you want to connect with fellow readers, then you should join the What's Your Next Podcast Facebook group. For the month of November, we're reading The Great Alone by Kristen Hannah. To join, please visit whatyournextblog.com/Facebook. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This is the best way for this podcast to get discovered by new audiences. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope we'll see you soon.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.